Grow something. Maybe grow some balls? Anyone? Let me tell you a little story. A little story that delighted me more than a whole New York cheesecake and left me wanting more. And left me wanting to share it. The story goes like this. There was once a man, we could call him Harold, but you would think I am still talking about Harold from Harold and Maude. So let's call him Matthew. Matthew was old and rich. He lived alone in his beautiful house in a similarly beautiful and rich neighborhood. His pride and joy was his beautiful lawn. Grass. For those of you from the other side of the planet. He took great pride and a lot of time to keep his lawn weed-free and just the right color, just the right size. But one day he broke his foot, and just could not mow the lawn. And because he wouldn't want to hire someone to take care of his pride and joy, the lawn was left unattended. For a month no one noticed, but when the rains of April came, the grass suddenly started to grow. With plenty of weeds. And the whole neighborhood had a new topic of gossip, Matthew's lawn. His foot still wasn't healed. But he got so angry he shuffled into his house and came out with his shotgun. Okay, that was the first dramatic turning point. In this otherwise mildly interesting story. But then the storyteller switched to skill building. Everyone hates skill building because it doesn't obey the laws of man. It obeys the laws of nature. What's the difference? The speed and the smoothness of the road, my younglin. And that is why I have a whole crowd of readers who, when we inquire, have no mentionable skills. Because the speed of skill building is a lot like the grass of Matthew. Doesn't seem to grow for a long time. No one notices, no one praises you for the hard work that you may put into building a skill. So you quit. I took a course on article writing in May. Even going through the course was torture for me. Why? Because I had to admit that my article writing chops, even after writing 5,000 articles, was in need of improvement. Oh, the horror, oh the shame. And like you, I expected myself to learn and use and practice what I learned, and be on the first page with every article I write, so you open every email, so you read, and you tell everyone about the fantastic articles I write. By June the latest. But oh, this is not what happened. Actually, believe it or not, my writing got worse. It is November, and I got the first compliment in article, for the first time, yesterday. Another sign that instead of getting better I have been getting worse is that when I refresh my really old articles, they get some attention. I used to write better. What is it I am trying to say? Skill building is not a straightforward process, and in addition it is slow. Slow like molasses, slow like Matthew's grass. It grows, but it may grow with some weeds like my writing. Because it is slow, just like in other areas of life, you opt to do things that are fast deliverer of results, fast deliverer of dopamine. You don't cook, instead you get a takeout. You don't read, instead you scan, or listen to an audiobook at 2x speed. Or watch a movie. Instead of becoming better, instead of becoming bigger, instead of growing, you repeat what is easy and fast. You need high TLB, resilience, toughness most in building skills. Listen up. Instead of repeating what is easy. I have students who set their sights high, but set their habits low. After a brief stint with something that would require them to build some skills, they return to their earlier behavior that they already know how to do. Whether it is selling the clothes you made, or writing. You keep doing what is easy. And guess what, as your skills don't grow, you don't grow. You only grow through difficult. Through the unfamiliar. Through the frightening. I watched a documentary about J. Abraham twice yesterday. On Amazon Prime Video, when you rent a movie, you only get access to it for 24 hours from the time you start watching it. Watching J. Abraham for a change in what he does has been like watching Matthew's lawn grow. I have been watching him for 20 years. He doesn't seem to change, he doesn't seem to improve, but his results do. I was very curious what it is that I don't see. And in the last few minutes of the documentary I was rewarded for my patience, he shifted what his activity is about, in those 20 years, from making much money to growing. Shifted the context without changing the results. How hard do you think that is? Being more about something bigger than what is the subject matter is a skill. Especially in a world that only knows money-grabbing people, or self-sacrificing people. Nothing in the middle. When I ask people to change the context of their business, they, similarly, only have these two extremes. It is a skill to hold two opposing thoughts at the same time. F. Scott Fitzgerald famously wrote, "The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposing ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. One should, for example, Be able to see that things are hopeless yet be determined to make them otherwise. Cognitive dissonance is an uncomfortable feeling caused by holding two conflicting ideas simultaneously. Like this, the purpose of a business is to make profit. My purpose with this business is to grow as a person. Huh? You are not your business. But only a first-rate intelligence can hold these two opposing thoughts and ideas together and continue to function. Or how about this? I am spending countless grueling and difficult weeks to turn what I do into a life of grace and ease. So that I can have the time and energy to start spending countless grueling and difficult weeks to turn some other activity into easy and graceful. If you are not willing to grow even one skill, you are not even living like a human. And no, the skill of always having the last word doesn't count. The skill of justifying all your failures doesn't count either. Nor does the skill of lying to me. GRRR. You know who you are. Since I have been adjusting people's DNA since the middle of September. By the way, yesterday I have readjusted the 30-something people, thus turning on their dormant humility gene. Some of those people have been building the skill of responsibility. Each capacity gene is like a talent gene. Talent without cultivation is nothing. Everyone thinks that talent is like a weed, it will sprout and grow into a large tree without the person doing anything. Bah humbug. Treat responsibility as a talent. Humility is a talent. Non-entitlement is a talent. Having permission to explore, grow, fall flat on your face and get up and do it again. Yeah, as a talent. These abilities are what are enabled in your DNA with the DNA adjustment. You can do what you do with every skill. You go back to what is comfortable and what you have always done, and waste the chance of a lifetime to become something worth writing about. It is your choice. Just please don't expect fast results. To achieve the full range of a skill takes years, if not a lifetime. Most skills I have, based on DNA gene turned on, I have mastered to a degree between 30 and 70%. My clients. Thus far, to 1%. Doesn't seem like much, but just ask them of their life experience. Even just 1% has created some unbelievable results. Muscle test says that if you manage to bring the skill level up to 20%, you can become a world authority in them. In what they allow you to do in life. But, of course, the odds that you'll go back to how you were before are about 99%. Be the one who beats the odds. Keeping the DNA adjustment going until it can stay on because you are now living like a HB. Human being is the point when it stays on without continuous adjustment. Let me repeat what the remedy does, at this point. It turns off entitlement. Definitely turns on permission to grow, permission to make mistakes, permission to be yourself. It turns on responsibility, the power to own your mistakes, to own your actions and to see what is yours to do. You can't have a purpose-driven life without it. You can't have a nurturing meaning without it. Not even an empowering context. So therefore you cannot have integrity either. Or even courage. It turns on humility that takes you off the pedestal, and puts life on, so you don't feel that you are bigger than life. Get your remedy. Go to www.yourvibration.com/blgremedy. P.S. More than a little, the ability to see that whether you do what is yours to do or not, time is marching on. Whether you succeed or not, attempting to do something can leave you with an experience that is worth its weight in gold. If you have your permission gene and responsibility gene on. That is. Otherwise, of course, it leaves you beaten down. But with those genes on, you suddenly have the ability to learn from success and failure equally. Those people that preach that you learn most from failure think you can. But without those genes on, I am sorry to break it to you, you can't. You will beat yourself up, or you'll say the world is against you, or you'll say, you see, I knew I couldn't. You have been listening to motivational talks and you didn't really benefit from them. Or from affirmation, self-hypnosis, and other garden variety horse SHT. Let's be clear about something, they all work if you have those four capacities I included in the adjustment. Huh? Yeah. So if you want to get it at the last minute low price, pray. I am raising the price on the remedy at midnight tomorrow night. November 5th Friday. It will still be reasonable, but will cost 50% more. The anchor capacity, the capacity that makes it all work, is the responsibility capacity. And because you can't tell your ass from a hole in the wall, your ass from your elbow. Because having all those pretty questions still don't reveal much about you, you will need some training. So this Saturday at 11 a.m. my time, 8 a.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. UK, 5 p.m. Western Europe, 6 p.m. Eastern Europe, 11 p.m. China, 2 a.m. Australia, sorry guys, I'll have a training, workshop format. It is free to you if you order the remedy. And $10 if you don't. No biggie. I'll send you the registration link by email. I can't make it automatic, sorry. Anyway, here is the link if you just want to see how it is done. Or if you are in the DNA activation group. Get your training and responsibility, go to www.yourvibration.com/responsibility. PPS, many of you only grow your arrogance, your big fat ass, or your sense of entitlement. Others care more about the grass than about anything else. And although this second group knows that growing perfect grass takes time and effort, they are unwilling to invest anything into anything worthwhile. Here is a video on how to grow grass. In 34 days. Fascinating.